Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
All across the western United States this winter, the heavens have opened up and buried the mountains in snow. It happened in California, for sure, but also in Utah, where this year's snowpack is the deepest ever recorded. It's good news for the Great Salt Lake, because in January, researchers issued a dire warning. After years of drought, the lake is on track to disappear in 5 years. Is that still true? Well, let's bring in Bonnie Baxter. She's the director of the Great Salt Lake Institute at Westminster College in Salt Lake City and one of the authors of that report. Bonnie, welcome.
Hi, nice to be here.
Good to have you. And I do want to hear about your projections for the lake, but as someone who lives in that area, can you just tell us about all this snow that you've seen in the mountains around Salt Lake? Does it feel like an unusual year?
Oh, yeah. I've lived in Utah for 25 years, and it's I've never seen anything like this. And I live up one of the canyons above the city, you know, so now we're dealing with amazing flooding and landslides and things like that as, you know, we got so much late snow that we're right up against warming temperatures. So, yeah, it's been a lot of shoveling snow this winter, and now we're dealing with some of the water coming down.
Well, and that's the point of talking to you, because when that snow from the mountains melts and runs down, how much of it is going to make its way into the Great Salt Lake?
That's actually still a big question. We got 3 feet of direct precipitation right into the lake this year, which is the best kind of rise because it didn't depend on the water to trickle through the watershed and make its way down. So we got 3 feet of rise, and we typically lose about 3 feet in the summer just from the desiccation of this desert summer. So that puts us at a zero-sum game. We went up 3 feet, we'll go down 3 feet, and then we'll sit right at the historic low we set in November. So what you're pointing to is there will be additional water that comes through the watershed as the snow melts. And I think it's kind of a complicated equation because it depends on water managers and how much water they decide to hold in reservoirs and how much they release. And it also depends on how fast it warms up and what part of that snowmelt evaporates versus soaks into the ground. Probably 2 to 4 more feet will come into the lake, so we'll have a rise for the first time in a decade.
When the report came out in January warning that the Salt Lake would vanish in 5 years, I think it shocked some people. Remind us how bad it is.
Yeah, so we've been losing feet a year for decades now. I don't know, for the last 5 years or so, we scientists have been trying to get the attention of folks like, look, what we're seeing on the ground is really not sustainable. We're using too much water in the watershed and the lake is drying up. So finally, when we hit a historic low, the lowest the lake had ever been since 1963, we hit that in 21. And I think that got the attention of the media and the Utah State House. So that's been good. We have a lot of advocates on the ground in the legislature and also in the state agencies.
Well, plus you have all that extra snow in the mountains this year, record snow. Has that bought you some time?
Yeah, you know, we're worried about complacency, but it's definitely bought us some time. I study the biology of the things that live in the salt water. And there is a salinity tolerance, and it got too salty last year. And all of the things that live in the water, including the birds that eat the shrimp and flies that live in the water, they were all struggling. So we will be back to that salinity again probably in a year if we can't get more water to the lake. So we buy ourselves another year maybe. And, you know, water evaporates, but salt doesn't. So the salt just gets concentrated.
As you know, we've seen this story replicating itself all across the West. The Salton Sea in Southern California is drying up. There's reservoirs in Arizona that are, you know, the threat is the water won't move past them. Hydropower is going away, possibly. You know, farmers are wondering where their water is going to come from. You're there in Utah at the Salt Lake. I mean, what would it mean to lose this iconic body of water?
Well, so from a biology standpoint, the ecosystem will collapse, and there are 10 million avian migrators that depend on this system. It's the most important body of water for birds in this flyway in the West. So it will be devastating because those birds can no longer go to the Salton Sea. And so Great Salt Lake becomes even more important. And I think also for human health, as the lake dries, the sediment around it is too salty to grow plants. And so it is just barren and will become airborne and has become airborne. That dust is being measured in these dust events that lands on the snow. And there are heavy metals that travel with that particulate pollution. Mm-hmm. Utahns are really savvy about air pollution. And that's a message that seems to resonate with folks.
Well, plus, what is Salt Lake City without the Salt Lake? I mean, not only that, the lake has been vital to indigenous people for thousands of years. You know, culturally, it's a huge loss.
It's a huge loss. Great Salt Lake has only existed with people around it. It's really interesting because when I first moved here, being an outsider, I thought, why do people not revere this incredible ecosystem where you could go on a sailboat and not see another person for days, you know? And now, because it's threatened, humans are coming out of the woodwork to express their love and their connection. And so that part has been rather beautiful.
Bonnie Baxter is the director of the Great Salt Lake Institute at Westminster College in Salt Lake City, Utah, hoping that a record year of snowpack will help buy some time at the Great Salt Lake. Bonnie, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thanks for your attention on the lake.